Matt Johnson back with more halftime programming as the Yellow Jackets taking on Concordia Moorhead here tonight in non-conference action. And now joined by one of the senior captains on this Yellow Jacket team, Mac Rekdal. And Mac, thanks for joining us for the halftime chat. It's always good to get a player's perspective on how things are going. We've talked with you in the past, but now being a senior, it's a little bit different, of course, your last go-around as a Yellow Jacket. And with a team that you guys thought you might have last year with V. Milinkovic and Colton Williams back into the fold. Only two games into the season, so obviously there's a lot of basketball left to be played, but just give us a sense on how you think things are developing here so far for you guys here in 2019-20.
Yeah, right now we're just finding our identity. Every day we're just building on it. With Coach Pukowski, we kind of have an identity that defense is going to be a big priority of ours. And so getting cohesive on defense, learning how to talk to each other, being able to be in the gaps for each other, and all that type of stuff that goes into defense is just, we're just building upon it right now. And then offensively, we're just looking at how we're going to move the ball more and get each other involved and find the best shots for each other. So it's just a growing process right now, and we're still learning, but I think it's going well so far.
You know, it's interesting that you guys have kind of a makeup of a team that is really, really, I guess you could say, I would say this, extremely rare in college basketball. In fact, I've never heard of a team that loses just one player from last year's team, yet has four new starters in the lineup. That's something you just don't see very often unless you recruit at the Division I level like four or five McDonald's All-Americans. But you're that one starter coming back. Of course, you expected to have Veed and Colton around last year. Didn't have them. Now they're back this year. And at a certain level, the three of you, I suppose it's nice to have now a core of three guys now that can kind of help carry the load, especially with Montroy having graduated this last year.
Yeah, it's great having them back. Those are guys that I've known for the past 4 years really well. So we know our tendencies, know what we like and don't like with each other. And so having that camaraderie in the starting lineup together to play is really helpful.
You guys obviously coming out of the Merrill Thompson Tip-Off Classic. Not a bad showing, really. 1-1 coming out of that tournament. Of course, you lost a tough game against Nebraska Wesleyan, but got a win over Marion. Just give us a sense on what the team's morale is like right now after coming out of that that two-game set. I know there were some things that you guys wish you would have done better against Nebraska Wesleyan, but they are, after all, one of the best teams in the country. And personally, I would expect them to be in the national championship race here before the season is out. But it must have been at least gratifying to be able to get that first win against Marion and kind of set you guys up, yourselves up, I should say, for a little bit more success here as the season rolls on.
Yeah, like you said, Nebraska was a good team. It was nice to get that win against Marion. And it's just a learning process. It's the first, like, actual game-like situation for us. We just took some stuff from the film against Nebraska and see where we went wrong and learn how we can build off it. Because for some of the game, we were hanging with them, and then it's just they're a great team. And, you know, it's just we got to be able to put together 40 minutes. And so when we do that, I feel like we should be able to be in any game throughout the year.
What specifically did you as a player take from that game against Nebraska Wesleyan? I know you had a pretty decent game yourself as far as statistically, but what is it that they bring to the table that you guys can possibly learn from in that game against the Prairie Wolves last time out?
It's just doing it for 40 minutes. I think we were hanging around with them pretty well at the beginning of the game. I think they weren't really expecting us to come out and punch them in the face. I think we came out pretty strong and aggressive. And it's about doing that for 40 minutes. So, like I said, when we do that for a full game, I think we can be really tough.
And now turning this game against Concordia Moorhead here tonight. They're a team that actually has already played a UMAC team in Minnesota Morris, lost their opener at 86-82. They're a team that does like to get up and down. They do like to shoot also the long ball quite a bit. They're a team that's a little bit in transition as well. They're bringing back just two starters off last year's team. So they're also trying to kind of feel their way out. Is there anything else that you know extra about the Cobbers you're hanging this game here tonight?
Well, knowing that they like to go in transition and they like to chuck up a lot of shots is that we just got to be talking all the time with each other, know where we're going to be at, and then making sure that we get those rebounds because there's going to be a lot of misses and then not letting them have second, third opportunities to get up another shot is going to be very important. And then for us, it's just taking care of the ball. They can't get in transition really if we take a good shot and we're going to be able to get set on defense. So just taking care of the ball and rebounding is going to be a big, big key for us.
All right, Mac. Well, thanks for your time and, of course, continued success here in 2019-20.
Thank you.
That was Yellow Jacket team captain Mac Reckdahl. I'll be right back with more halftime programming right after this on 91.3 FM, KUBS Superior.